A massive tow truck worked Saturday to remove the remains of a burned-out oil tanker that exploded in a giant fireball overnight near the capital of Sierra Leone. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Deputy Health Minister Amara Jambai said the death toll currently stands at 99, with more than 100 people being treated in hospitals and clinics across the capital Freetown. In a video from the scene shared online, the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Brima Bereisise, said, "We've got so many casualties, burnt corpses," adding, "It's a terrible, terrible accident." Freetown's mayor said the extent of the damage from Friday's explosion was not yet known, adding that police and her deputy were at the scene to assist disaster management officials.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Tens of thousands of climate activists marched through Glasgow, Scotland for a second day of protests outside the UN Climate Summit Saturday. Protests were also held in other cities across Europe, including London, Amsterdam, Paris, Dublin, Copenhagen, Zurich, and Istanbul. Activists are demanding that governments move faster to cut pollution from coal and petroleum that is damaging the climate and warming the earth. Marchers held signs with messages that included Code Red for Humanity and Stop Big Polluters. Negotiators inside the conference venue were in a seventh day of talks on Saturday and start the second week of the COP26 on Sunday. Taliban authorities have confirmed the arrest of two men for their suspected role in the killings of four women, including a rights activist, whose bodies were found in a house last week in northern Afghanistan. An Interior Ministry spokesman in Kabul Saturday said the detainees had confessed in preliminary interrogation to inviting the victims to the house in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. The slain activist was identified as Frozan Safi, a 29-year-old university lecturer in Mazar-e-Sharif who was desperate to leave Afghanistan since the Taliban took power. She and the three other women were reported to be meeting someone who said they could get them out of the country, but the women were later found dead.